Hi, this is Bernie Fratto. Welcome inside the Rebel Minute, a global perspective on the world of Runnin' Rebel basketball. In case you missed it, the Runnin' Rebels traveled to Reno Wednesday night and won 86-78. Yep, 23rd ranked, 13 RPI, Reno. But that doesn't begin to tell the story. The game was tied at 78 with a minute 48 to go when Brandon McCoy coolly sank two free throws to give UNLV the lead. Then JoJo proceeded to hit a pull-up jumper, and on the ensuing Reno possession, Mooring came up with a loose ball and the Rebs put the game away. Folks, this is the stuff legends are made of. Oliver Holmes once said, man's mind stretched to a new dimension never returns to its original state. Simply put, Wednesday night formed an indelible image that showed our city what this team can be. They're a good team, capable of playing a great game. Last night, their action spoke loudly. They stared down the beast and proved, tonight, if you bring your best and we bring our best, we will prevail. For the record, in the series, UNLV and Reno have met 69 times. The Rebels have now won 50 of them. Hopefully, in a few weeks, that number will be 51. But first, Coach Menzies and his Chargers have an important date with Wyoming Saturday. Tip off 5 p.m. UNLV now stands at 6-5 in conference play and 17-6 overall with wins over San Diego State and Reno. But don't be satisfied. This team is capable of more, and I think they're starting to believe it. Until then, we'll see you out at the Thomas and Mack. For ESPN 1100, 100.9 FM, I'm Bernie Fratto, and this has been the Rebel Minute.